Washington State is in the midst of a mumps outbreak. There have been nearly 700 cases reported since October. As KUOW's Kate Walters reports, this is the most cases the state has seen in many years.
The last time the state saw numbers like this, it was the mid-70s. David Johnson is with the State Department of Health. He says they're not sure why they're seeing such a big spike in cases after so many years.
I mean, the increase may simply be cyclical, but it's really clear to us, and we want to make sure it's clear to everybody, that the mumps vaccine is the best line of defense right now to be able to beat this mumps disease.
Johnson says the vaccine is about 88% effective. He says mumps tends to spread best where people spend a lot of time in close quarters, university campuses, schools, and sports teams. He says people should take the disease seriously, and if you think you might be sick, stay home and call your doctor.
Some of the mild symptoms can be headache, swelling, fever, just not feeling well. And what you want to make sure is that you see a healthcare provider immediately so that you can stop it before it grabs hold and it could get worse. Because mumps could be life-threatening if you allow it to continue.
Johnson says there have been no deaths or serious cases reported in this outbreak. Spokane and King counties have been the worst hit, each with more than 200 cases. There were more than 5,000 mumps cases reported nationwide in 2016. That's the highest number since 2006. I'm Kate Walters, KUOW News.